Members of Congress are asking the president to include a federal program to help low-income families insulate their homes in next year's budget. As WRVO's Duri Lawrence reports, Congressman Dan Maffei says this is especially important in upstate New York, where heating a home can cost hundreds of dollars each year.
Federal funding for a program that weatherizes the homes of low-income families has been cut significantly in recent years. Matthew Redmond of the Energy Efficiency Training Center says about 800 Central New York families are on a waiting list for that program.
There's not enough funds on a yearly basis from the federal government for us to take care of everyone. It'll be years before we can get around to actually weatherizing some of these people.
Redmond says that by insulating and air sealing a home, residents save an average of $400 a year in heating and cooling costs. Many who benefit from the program are elderly or disabled. Democratic Representative Dan Maffei is supporting a request to allocate $260 million of federal funding for weatherization assistance.
This is a district, obviously, that's hit by difficult winters. There's a lot of people that, you know, could use the work.
The state of New York boasts the largest weatherization assistance program in the country. In East Syracuse, I'm Duri Lawrence, WRVO News.